From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Troubles are mounting for Toyota today. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it's launching a formal investigation into anti-lock brake problems on the 2010 Prius Hybrid, problems Toyota now admits stem from design flaws. NHTSA says it's gotten more than 120 complaints about brief braking problems on the Prius when the cars are riding on bumpy surfaces or after hitting a pothole. Four complaints are linked to crashes. Clarence Didlow heads up the Center for Auto Safety. He says there's a growing concern about electronic systems in cars and safety.
There is a federal standard on mechanical accelerator connections to the throttle, but there's no updated standard that applies to the electronics.
Toyota says new Prius models sold since late last month do not have problems with their brakes. Stocks on Wall Street are trading sharply lower this morning. Investors pulled back after the Labor Department reported a rise in weekly jobless claims. New filings rose by 8,000 to a seasonally adjusted 480,000. Tomorrow, the Labor Department releases the numbers on U.S. unemployment for January. Economists are expecting a slight rise in the nation's jobless rate. It was 10% in December. China is defending its currency and trade policies against criticism from President Obama. Relations between the U.S. have been strained recently over Tibet, Taiwan, and internet censorship. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Foreign Ministry spokesman Ma Zhaoxu said that the exchange rate of China's currency, the renminbi, was reasonable, and that pressuring China on the issue would not solve any problems. The renminbi's exchange rate is not the reason for China's trade surplus with the U.S., Ma said, and China has never deliberately pursued a trade surplus with the U.S. President Obama told Senate Democrats yesterday that the U.S. would get tough on efforts by China to undervalue its currency in order to boost exports. Separately, spokesman Ma defended China's decision to sanction U.S. firms involved in selling arms to Taiwan. Those firms include Boeing and United Technologies. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
A major snowstorm is shaping up for the East Coast. Forecasters say parts of Virginia, Maryland, and other mid-Atlantic states could get hammered by 1 to 2 feet of snow by the weekend. Virginia's governor has declared a state of emergency ahead of the snow and ice that's supposed to start falling sometime tomorrow. Again on Wall Street, stocks are down sharply this morning. At last check, the Dow Jones Industrials were down 192 points. The Nasdaq was off 44. The S&P 500 was down 23 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Relief groups say food distribution in Haiti is expanding to survivors of last month's powerful earthquake. Anna Ridout of the Christian Relief Group World Vision says she was helping to get sacks of rice into a poor neighborhood of Port-au-Prince earlier today.
It's where the most vulnerable people live, and it is also known to be quite dangerous. So World Vision has been preparing there for more than a week in order to make sure that today's distribution was safe and coordinated.
The UN's World Food Program and eight relief agencies are managing food deliveries in Haiti. It's estimated that 200,000 people died in that quake. The record price for a work of art sold at auction is now $104 million. That's what a statue by Swiss sculptor Alberto Giacometti sold for in London. The Walking Man statue in bronze was life-size. David Norman with Sotheby's says 10 people were bidding on the sculpture.
The bidding itself went as long as 8 minutes, which in an auction is almost a lifetime. The tension and excitement, the back and forth, it's like watching 10 people play tennis at once.
The statue was sold by a German banking firm. Pre-auction estimates were that that statue would bring no more than $29 million. Republican Scott Brown is being sworn in today as the newest member of the U.S. Senate. The state senator from Massachusetts will be serving out the final 2 years of the late Senator Ted Kennedy's term. Brown ends the Democrats' supermajority in the Senate. He gives the GOP 41 votes and the ability to potentially block some of President Obama's legislative priorities. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.